Baden Barber has been very generous in sharing whakaaro and time with us on Irirangi Wātea as we look to address the damage caused by the flooding situation down country. And really pleased to have him with us again today. Baden, tēnā koe. Thanks for your time. Tēnā koe, Baden. Well, look, first and foremost, we know that one of our colleagues from the Hui have reported that whānau still residing in Marae 4 months after floods wreaked havoc on their homes and neighbourhoods. In February, flooding from the Tutakuri River evicted whānau from their homes in Waiohiki. Maybe you could just share with us what you know about this. How many whānau are still living in Marae in the Hawke's Bay, Baden?
Round numbers, close to 100. We have about 40, 45 at Waipatu that are from the Waiohiki community. We have about the same number at Omahu Marae. And then we, you know, numbers of families that are staying with other whānau, just bunking up, temporary solutions that they've sorted out themselves. So, we still have issues. So, we are working with government agencies, Te Puna Kōkiri, the temporary accommodation service to get housing, temporary housing into the rohe. However, as we speak, we still have whānau in Marae. So,
Well, that's not a bad thing, is it? Let's salute what they're all about, our marae, you know, ornate or humble. They just wrap their arms around our people. So, you know, we stand and salute them.
Yep, salute, acknowledge our marae, and, you know, post Gabrielle and looking into the future, we're sending a clear message to government and the community that our marae need to be supported as welfare hubs post cyclone. They have so much to offer communities, and we've seen through the cyclone experience that is very valuable, whether it's accommodation, manaaki, and even liaisoning with government agencies.
So strengthening them, perhaps even infrastructural investments so that they aren't as vulnerable as other buildings. We can see the use of them. And to be honest, mate, I guess some people would rather be on a marae than in some of those pop-up shelters, back on the land. Maybe not. It seems a long time, though, for emergency ACOM to be afforded them, 4 months already.
No, it's a bit of a process, and it has taken some time. We've been trying to work with the agencies to get these things moving. But it just takes some time. So we're hopeful that we can sign off a few of these accommodation services within the next week or two, and get them put up around MRI available to our kaumata, especially our kaumata. We've got winter upon us, and Marae is good, but they are. I think whānau would prefer to be in a warm, safe 2-3-bedroom home over the winter time.
Well, tēnā koe, let's hope that something is afforded and funding, etc. Where's the break in the chain? Where's the hold up? Why can't these people be housed el pronto?
That's a good question. I think from the time budget announcements are announced over the media to when that money gets to the flex routes, that's probably where the issue is. I have these interviews in Enigma and I'm getting phone calls from this agency and that agency. So it's just about speeding up that process. Yeah, I mean, everyone has the right intentions, but sometimes the timing is not ideal.
Well, you've got a right to stamp your feet, though, haven't you, Baden? You lead a proud iwi. You got hammered and devastated. Many families are still, been thrown into turmoil. No, so if anyone had a right to stamp their feet and stand their ground, it's you. Sometimes we can be more polite than perhaps is warranted.
Well, I tell it as it is. I see what's going on every day in our community. And so we are looking for acceleration. We're looking for partnership. And as iwi, we're here to support the leadership of it.
Well, I thank you as always, mate. Obviously, flood recovery is one issue, but quite often, people are kind enough to share some other things off their workspace as well. So I'll pose that question to you. What else is keeping you busy, mate? What's and what are you prioritising off your work desk?
Well, we had an interesting hui the other day around the Kermadec Sanctuary, and I see that was on the news this morning.
What's Kahungu's position on that one, mate?
Well, there are some key gaps in the government's proposal. We support Rahui and resting parts of our moana, for the welfare of Tangaroa and our kai moana. Don't get us wrong. However, when you're going to put a Rahui over 620,000 square kilometres, it's the biggest moana sanctuary probably in the Southern Hemisphere, but it's huge. We have rights and interests in terms of fishing, in terms of customary kai gathering and those things. And, those are key po as part of our fishery settlement that was signed back in 94. So those things were glaringly absent in the government's proposal. And what we've said is that, hey, we need to have a discussion about that. You can't just ignore that because that's our right. Those are our interests with the moana. And so let's have another discussion about it and see if we can get to a position that's going to support Aotearoa, but acknowledge Māori interests in that rangitāhua area.
I thought you'd be sick of talking about fish, Baden.
Hey, go get away from it. Hey, yeah, with a big iwi, with a big coastline, hey, we need to talk about fish. So, that's one thing. I'm in Pōneke today. I'm on the Māori Education Trust as a trustee, and we're just signing off on all of our secondary school scholarships, undergraduate and postgraduate scholarships today. It's a big number, but there's a lot of whānau that we've had to say no to, simply because we don't have enough pūtea to put out there. So while I'm on the air, that's a whittle to the Ministry of Education, that more needs to be done to invest into the education of our tamariki Māori. We'll be pulling that lever as hard as we can in the next little while.
Good talking with you. As always, thanks very much for taking our calls regularly. I appreciate it. And so do our peeps listening here on Tamaki. Tēnā koe, Bade. Baden Barber is the chair of Kahungu. And I thank him for joining.